B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rad Party Podcast. I'm going to start things off by Loren asking you some questions.
Okay.
Ever done the bench desk move?
Jeez, Roy. That's how we start the podcast off?
I know. I'm like, what?
She's euphoric today. She announced on the radio some huge news.
I know. I just thought I could speed things along.
Okay. So are we talking about how I've conceived this child?
If you missed it? Yes, we are. If you missed the show, Loren's pregnant and having a baby boy.
Yay. We're so excited.
We had Santa come in today, and he delivered presents that Loren wrapped.
Yes.
And inside the wrapping paper was a picture.
It was a picture frame with a picture of a little nugget in it.
Yep,
it's a sonogram.
Yep, your little sonogram. And by the way, do we get to keep the frames and the pictures?
Yeah, if you want to.
I have it beside me next to our awards. I think it's great.
And we were surprised to find out that Loren was pregnant. And congratulations. Your husband, Dallas, was Santa.
Thank you, yes.
And then we had to do something else. There was a two-part surprise.
Yes. We knew the gender of the baby, so we wanted to share that with you guys, too. So we had big balloons in here, and we popped the balloons to find out that baby Strigger is a baby boy.
Yay!
We still know that because there's confetti
strewn
all over the studio.
Y'all, it's like, when we say everywhere, it's everywhere.
It's on the ground. So it's not even really on my control board, which is good. But Miss Julia works in this office, y'all. She's our tenant housekeeper, and she was like, "I'll clean it." We're like, no, give us the vacuum. We'll clean up our mess.
No, I don't want her to clean it because it's so bad. It's such a mess. I want to do it myself.
We have that really cool vacuum in the men's room, Loren, inside the closet.
Yeah.
It's a Ghostbuster thing.
Yeah.
It's a backpack vacuum. I would love to get that, but anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your big day, because that's what this Rap Party podcast is going to be about.
I think I should probably clarify on why I started out asking her about positions.
Yeah.
Because I did find an article, because we were trying to guess what the gender would be before we did the pop. And there's an article that determines which positions you're in that you conceived in will determine what the gender is.
That's so, not a real thing.
There's studies.
This is through science.
There's girl science on top means the girl makes it through.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that, and I thought they were old wives' tales.
Missionary, woman makes it, the girl gene makes it through.
Like if the guy's more dominant, you're more likely to have a boy?
The deck chair, man makes it through.
What's the deck chair?
It's when the woman
is on her back with her knees bent towards her
Somebody's producer Nicole walks in listening to you say that.
Okay.
And then I have photos. We have standing up.
I'm afraid to ask, but I want to see the deck.
Standing up is the men wins.
So these are all positions that you're more likely to get a man or a boy.
I have to be honest with you. I'm not even sure when this baby was conceived.
You might have done the turtle.
I don't even know when Cash was conceived.
What's the turtle?
That's where the woman lies face down with her knees under her belly. While the man enters from her behind and holds her hips.
Mm. But not in the behind.
Allowing for deeper penetration.
You won't get pregnant if it's in the behind.
No, I'm sure they picked the other one.
I'm pretty sure that Dean was conceived outside patio South Park.
That's hilarious.
My daughter Ruby, I have no idea. But Dean was 6 years ago.
Hmm.
So can we get to the warm and fuzzies?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you don't remember, you can't go back to conception date.
No.
But how long now?
If I do the math, I know like about when it was, but like, I don't know.
So wait, were you, because I remember with Cash, it was a lot different, which also
made it cool.
Oh,
so different.
Because with Cash, you were like we were talking about it on the air, and you were open with your struggles of getting pregnant and you wanted to get pregnant, and everybody listening was all involved in it and telling you different ways to do it. And women were saying they were just like you.
Yep.
This one, you went radio silence on us.
Yeah, well, this was a surprise for us, too, to be honest. It took us over a year to get pregnant with Cash. And right when we started going through, like, fertility testing is when we got pregnant with Cash. So I think it was, like, me just relaxing and, like, I'm very much a person who, I hate to say this, but I need to be in control. And when there's a problem, I need a solution. So we had a problem for like a year and I didn't have a solution. Mm-hmm. I was just waiting. And I think as soon as I said, okay, well, at least we're going through the fertility testing and seeing what's, you know, what the problem is, and there will be a solution. I think that's when I relaxed. With this baby, we had been talking about if we wanted another baby, and we talked to our doctor, and our doctor said, since it took you so long the first time to get pregnant, before you're like ready to start trying, you should probably come off your birth control at least like 3 months ahead of time. And we literally had like just come off the birth control, and we weren't even really trying at that point.
Nice.
It was just a conversation and surprise.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we found out that you're going to have a baby boy. Now I have to ask you the question, because if I asked my wife this question, she would answer honestly and be like, I got lucky. She wanted a girl so bad.
Yeah.
My wife, Amanda, wanted a little girl so bad. And she admits that, like, if it was another boy, she probably would have a really tough time wrapping her head around the fact that she's got two boys now. She would love the baby. There's no saying that. But, you know, she really wanted a girl.
Yeah.
Was there anything inside of you that really wanted a girl?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you over that initial shock of it being a boy?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think my biggest thing and the reason I wanted a girl so badly is because I don't want...
You have awesome clothes to pass on.
And shoes. Easier, yeah.
No, for girls.
Oh, I was like, well, I have all of Cash's stuff.
No, the reason why... No, you have all these awesome outfits to wear and...
Yeah, I mean, I think like... I don't know. I'm just such a girly girl at heart. Like, you know, I was a professional cheerleader. I was a pageant girl. Like, I just felt like I had a lot to give to a girl. And, but for me, I think what choked me up immediately when I started thinking about having all boys was the fact that I love Cash so much with all of my being. I don't ever want him to be compared. And this chokes me up when I think about it. I don't ever want him to be compared to somebody else. And I feel like it's easier to have a boy and a girl because obviously their genders are different. They're going to be so different. With two boys, I don't ever want it to be like, you know, somebody says, I don't know, you know.
I know exactly what you mean.
The second baby walked first and Cash. Right.
Well,
I just don't want them to
do that regardless if it's a woman or a boy.
I know, but I mean, I'm so protective of Cash that I just don't want him to be compared to anyone.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, listen, it's a blessing and it's weird how that works.
100%.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Like, I just know, like, God thinks I'm a great boy mom and that's cool. And I like to think I'm a good boy mom because I'm not a helicopter parent. You know, if I try not to make a big deal out of things when, you know, if Cash falls down, I'm like, okay, you're okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, and I know I would be totally different with a girl.
Well, listen, God's gift is to Cash and the new baby's friends to they'll be able to come over and hang out by the pool with a MILF. God knows exactly what he's doing. I know exactly what you mean because Ruby is walking and isn't talking, and it's the opposite of Dean.
Yeah.
Like, Ruby was walking at 15 months. Dean didn't walk until 18 months.
Yeah.
But Dean was saying way more words than Ruby was. And
sure.
We just have it where Amanda's like, well, women are just, you know, we jokingly, like, women figure it out. Women will conquer walking and all that stuff
right.
First, and then the words will come second, you know.
Yeah.
And I see what you mean. Like you know, he's going to be compared to his brother. Hey, listen, I play tennis, not nearly as good as my older brother, Rich. We belong to the same club.
Yeah.
And people would be like, hey, Maney, you want to play? And I'd be like, yeah. They're like, no, the other Maney, the good one.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm just so protective over Cash. And, like, I've been very open with the fact that, like, Cash had a lot of speech struggles early on, and we're still kind of, like, working through that. So, you know, I don't know. I'm so protective over him. And it's so strange. Like, in my mind, when I think about it, I'm like, to me, it's not real yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yes, I'm pregnant, but I don't feel pregnant. Like, I haven't really had any morning sickness. Like, you know, I didn't with Cash either. But I don't know. Like, in my head, I'm going, how is it even possible to love a child as much as I love another child as much as I love Cash?
Well, but you're going to love them the same.
I know, but and all parents who have two kids say that, like, you don't think it's possible until it happens and you're holding that baby and you're like, you love them equally but differently.
I can't speak for all parents, but I know my experience because I have 6-year-old Dean and, you know, 16-month-old Ruby is, like, I love Dean differently because Dean was the first. Dean was the first, my first, you know, offspring, and everything that I knew about life went out the window on April 24th, 2013, because I became somebody's parent. Like my responsibility stopped being to myself, my wife, and started being towards him.
Yeah.
Now I look at Ruby and I love her to absolute death, but I'll tell you, I don't know why. And it's not that I love, obviously, one more than the other. It's just different. And it's not only because she's a girl. It's the second child.
Right.
And it's like.
And that's weird because, like, I think a lot of people, moms, have a maybe a different connection with their latest.
Like the baby. Like the Amanda thinks Ruby's a demon, so it doesn't matter. That's devil's child. And it's true. Dean's the lover.
Yeah.
Dean's the lovey, and Ruby will take a golf ball and hit Dean over the head with it and then steal his, you know, steal the remote.
Right. You know what else is like
but
really
we love her.
You know what else is really weird for me? It's hard to explain to somebody, but I was thinking about this the other day. When I had Cash and I became a mom, I felt like I needed to protect and take care of Cash. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now that I'm pregnant with number two, I feel more protective and in charge of and responsible for my family as a whole. Where, like, before, it was almost like the ball was in Dallas's court as the man, and I was responsible for Cash. And I don't know why I felt that way or thought that way, but now thinking about having two children, now I feel a bigger responsibility to my entire family. Mm. So I don't know if that's like putting undue pressure or it's just like the evolution of parenthood or.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people say the second kid syndrome, like Roy's the youngest to Alyssa, your older sister. I guarantee you that Cindy and Roy Sr., when Alyssa fell down at, you know, 6 months old or when she's learning to walk at 12 months old, they ran and helped her up. But when Roy fell down, they're like, she'll figure it out.
That with the first one. Like, what would I be like with the second one?
You won't even know where the second one is.
But I see that all the time with my sister. You know, Emma, they were very protective. Now Eliza, no lie, this kid probably suffers a concussion every single day. And over the weekend, I saw her hit her head on the table. She ran into
the
a
second.
Thing at Carowinds. The second one ran into a thing at Carowinds. Would randomly just fall. Like, I don't even know what she was doing. And all of a sudden, boom, she hits the ground.
Yeah, she's fine.
And then they're like, oh, she's fine. She does it every day.
But she does this all the time.
If it was the oldest.
Oh, man, it's like, oh, it's okay, baby.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, I know you got to get out of here. And we're going to end the Wrap Party podcast real quick, though. Just tell everyone, how hard was it to keep the secret?
Oh, my gosh. It was
for 13
so hard.
Weeks.
First of all, like, if you know me or know me personally, you know I'm, like, the life of the party. I love my wine, like, I just like to have a good time with the people that I love. And when I'm around, you know, it's very social for me to.
Drink.
Yeah.
Yes. You're a lush.
And I feel like that's what busted me the first time around. Like, I had a girlfriend and I was at her house and I was literally in her house for like all of 5 minutes. And it was a bunch of people at a dinner party. And she's like, do you want a glass of wine? And I was like, no, not yet. I'll just wait for a little bit. And she came up to me 5 seconds later and was like, so how far along are you? And I was like, how do women know? So this time around, I did two things differently. I kind of went MIA on the people who, and I feel bad about this, but I went MIA on the people who I knew would sniff it out in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Like my girlfriend Kara, my girlfriend Lakin. And they, you know, were texting me like, where the hell have you been? And I'm like, sorry, I'm just really busy, blah, blah, blah. We'll get together after the holidays. And, the second thing I did was I brought Dallas to like every appearance, every event that I was going to.
You had a buffer.
So I could like switch drinks with him. So he would like chug his and then switch drinks with me. So it looked like I drank and then, you know, he would drink my drink and then we'd switch again. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations. We're so happy for you. And so many people came in and texted and called and said congratulations and DM'd us. All the pictures and all that stuff are up at the MRL show on our Insta. You can go check out the disaster. That is the studio where we celebrated. And go see a picture of little baby something. MRL.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Baby MRL on our Insta. Are you thinking about doing a family name, though? Is that even...
So, yeah, we're definitely... We did Duke for Dallas's dad with Cash. So it was Cash and Duke. And we're going to do Joseph for my dad as a middle name. Yeah. So now I have to find out a first name that goes with Joseph. So...
Mary.
Mary Joseph.
Mary Ann.
Make it, like, really long. Like, Alexander, Joseph, Shrey. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, something super.
We have, like, we started throwing around some names already, and we have three that, well, two that we both really liked, and then one that, like, is just kind of keeps circling, so.
Ruby had to grow in a lot of people. Like, especially my dad. My dad was, like, to me, Ruby sounds like a very southern, like, kind of, he was saying, like, ditzy person.
Yeah.
Really? Is a Ruby. Yeah, and I don't know. I always knew a Ruby out in California who I said was like a rocker chick. She reminded me of Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
And I love, that's like the image I have of a Ruby.
I don't think that we'll end up with this name, but the name that keeps circling around is Carter. And I, what?
Oh, I just didn't think you would announce that.
Well, no. I don't think it's the name. It's not one of the two that we really like. It's just the one that keeps like kind of circling back around.
Okay.
And Dallas was kind of against it, but I liked Carter because of Carter and Cash. It was Johnny Cash and June Carter. So if it was a girl, I definitely would have been pushing for Carter. But I think Carter's one of those names where it could go either way.
Sure.
So
there's Cardin. Dean's friends with the Cardin.
Yeah. I don't know. We have two other ones that we really like better.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. You can, of course, like we said, just head over at the MRL show to see what all the hubbub's about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.